Rochester, Tennessee, Bob Crosby, the sports report camp, and Chris Truly Donald.
Gentlemen, we'd like to take you back to New Year's Day.
It's morning, and Jack Benny has just finished his breakfast.
Do you want anything else, boss?
No, that's enough. You know, I never feel like eating too much after a big night out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you. What did you do New Year's Eve?
Well, I went to a nightclub where they gave you all the drinks and all the food you wanted for $6.
All the food you wanted, eh?
Yeah. Rochester, before you put my tuxedo away, take the lamb chops out of the pocket. Now, let's get the table cleaned off, and I'll help you with the dishes. Now, I don't want to be late for the Rose Bowl game.
Okay, I'll do the dishes.
No, Rochester, I'll do them. I want to try out that new electric dishwasher I got for Christmas.
But, boss, there's something wrong with it.
Nonsense. You probably don't know how to operate it. I'll show you how. Now, you put the dirty dishes in like this. And you close the door. Now, you turn on the switch. Yadadidadam, bumbidadadam. Dadam, bumbidadadam. Dadam, bumbidadadam. There, that ought to be enough. And now, to take the dishes out, you open the door like this. It's a new machine. I'm going to try it again. Get some more dishes out of the cupboard.
But, boss...
Open the cupboard.
Okay.
What was that?
Those are the dishes I washed yesterday.
I can't understand what's wrong.
Neither can I. Put it together the same day that I assembled the other kitchen appliances.
Yeah, I don't see why I should break the dishes. Looks all right from the outside. Let's take a look on the inside. Oh, for heaven's sake, Rochester. Look at the egg beater belongs on the mixmaster, not in the dishwasher.
Then I want to put the pot from the dishwasher in the mixmaster.
Why?
Well, this morning I tried to mix the cake. When I turned on the switch, a big arm came out, grabbed me by the back of the neck, threw me in the bowl, and shoved me on both sides.
What?
And before I knew it, I was sitting in the cupboard on the third shelf.
He had even put them away for you. Rochester, call the appliance company and tell them to come out and fix the machine. I'll get the door. You finish the dishes. Coming.
Coming.
Hello, Polly.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Bob. I thought you were going to the Rose Bowl game, too.
Well, I am, but I decided to come by here to talk to you first.
What about?
I'd rather not talk about it here. Can we go in the den?
Certainly, Bob. Follow me. Well, here we are. What is it you want to talk to me about?
Close the door first, Jack, please.
Okay. What is it, Bob? What is it?
Would you mind closing the window?
The window? Well, all right.
And pull the shade down, too.
Bob, for heaven's sake, what's the matter? What do you want to talk to me about?
Jack, you've got to stop kidding me about the way that I say Manischewitz a bit.
Well, oh, Bob, that's not important. After all, it was just a little fluff.
Little fluff.
Quiet. Anyway, Bob, it's nothing to worry about.
Well, I know, but you began kidding me about it. My wife began teasing me, and she showed me how that all of our kids could pronounce it.
Well, that's not... Wait a minute. Your younger daughter's only 7 months old. She can't even talk.
Well, she still says it better than I do.
No.
Yes, and it's not my fault either. I tried to learn how to say it. I must have some sort of a mental block because I can never say it right.
Well, look, Bob, let me help you. Don't worry about it. Let me help you. Now, let's break it up into syllables and work on it. Now, look. Repeat after me. Mana.
Mana.
Shevet.
Shevet.
Mana Shevet.
Mana Shevet.
No, look, Bob, let's try it again, Bob. Now, don't be nervous. Let's try it again. Now, try it. Mana.
Mana.
Shevet.
Shevet.
Mana Shevet.
Mana Shevet for this.
Bob, look, at once I know you can get it. Now, let's try it again. Mana.
Mana.
Shevet.
Shevet.
Mana Shevet for this. Donna, now you've got me doing it.
Let's try it again.
What?
Mana.
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 Shevet.
Shevet.
Lucky strike.
You know, Polly is the only smart one here. Now, Bob, stop worrying about a little mistake. It's nothing. After all, your singing is the most important thing.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack. I'm primarily known as a band leader, not a singer.
What are you talking about? You have one of the best voices in the country.
I'd be happy if I had the best voice in my family.
What?
Well, I was second till Gary grew up. Say, Jack, I better be running along. You want me to give you a lift to the game?
No, thanks, Bob. Rochester's going to drive me.
Okay, see you later.
I'll see you at the door. Oh, there's the phone.
Well, you go after it. I can walk to the door myself.
Oh, yes, you're different from the other musicians. I'll see you later, Bob.
So long.
Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Don.
Oh, hello, Don. I'm waiting for you.
I'm afraid you'll have to go to the game without me, Jack.
Why, what's wrong?
Well, you know that new car, the MG, my wife gave me for Christmas?
Oh, yes, Don. That little English car. Gee, it's certainly a sporty job.
Yeah, I know, but it's been giving me trouble for the last 3 days.
What's the matter? Can't you get it started?
No, I can't get it off.
Now, John, hurry over. We still have to pick up my new girlfriend, Iris. I want to take her to the game.
Well, Jack, I've been thinking it over, and I don't feel that I should go with you.
But, Don, we were going to the game, and then we were going to come back to my house and have dinner together, make an evening of it.
I know, Jack, but it'll feel better without me. After all, you know the old saying, two's company, three's a crowd.
Well, Don, in your case, one... No, it's a new year. I won't say it. I won't say it. Well, I'll tell Iris you couldn't come. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss.
Mr. Wilson won't be here for dinner tonight. It'll be just the young lady and myself.
Yes, sir.
Now, Rochester, this young lady, this girlfriend of mine, has never had dinner at my house, and I'd like to impress her.
Oh, don't worry, boss. The table is set beautifully. Flowers, and you'll eat by candlelight.
Good. What'd you do about the campaign?
Same as always. I took a cold bottle of 7-Up and slapped a mom's label on it.
What?
And when you open it, I'll be behind the screen with my popcorn.
Well, good.
Shall we synchronize our watches now?
Okay, I've got 11:17 and a half.
Roger.
Okay. Now, I want everything to go off smoothly. I'll get it. You finish everything in the kitchen.
Yes.
Coming, coming. Oh, hello, Dennis.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, runs right through that line.
Look, Dennis, just come in the house.
Yes, sir. Run that ball clear round the road, ball a touchdown sure this time.
Dennis,
on Wisconsin.
Dennis. Why are you singing Wisconsin song?
Oh, well, I'm going to cheer for them today at the game.
But why?
Because I want Wisconsin to win.
Why, Dennis, isn't that being a little disloyal? After all, you've been living here in Southern California for nearly 15 years.
Living here, yes, but look where I was born.
Oh, were you born in Wisconsin?
No, New York.
Wait a minute, Dennis. This is the start of a new year. Don't make me mad.
Okay, but say, Mr. Benny, if you like Southern California and I'm rooting for Wisconsin, maybe we could make a little bet.
Well, all right, Dennis. How much would you like to bet?
$2 million.
Oh, $2 million, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, Dennis, may I ask you something? Where in the world would you get $2 million?
I could borrow it from the boys in the band.
Oh, fine. I guess they have $2 million.
Uh-huh.
And when, pray tell, did the boys in the band get $2 million?
A couple of years ago from someone named Brink.
They did not. They weren't even in Boston at the time. But wait a minute. Remley was off that week. No, they'd never stoop to robbery.
Oh, no, you ought to see Bagby dressed up as an old woman.
Look, Janet, please go to the game.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye. All right, yes, sir.
Yes, boss.
You better get the car out. I got to pick up my girl, Iris. Gee, Iris, I never saw you look so nice. You're sure pretty when you're all dolled up.
This dress cost me $30.
Well, it certainly looks nice. Boy, am I lucky I met you. You know, Iris, I never would have met you if I hadn't been hungry that night. I'll never forget. I was driving along looking for a place to eat, and I drove right past Zero's and the Macombo, and it was just fate that made me turn into Simon's Drive-In. And there, like a vision of loveliness, you came toward me. Gee, you smelled so good.
Yeah, it was chicken gumbo night.
$0.25 a bowl, a meal in itself.
Yeah, but I'm really the lucky one. Imagine me going out with a rich guy like you. A guy who can afford to wear a coat with a fur collar.
Fur collar?
Oh, it slipped off again.
Never mind, Rochester, and watch your driving. Look at that sign that says speed limit 25 miles an hour.
I got a wide open, but you'll never make it.
Now, Rochester, drive up to the Rose Bowl entrance and let us off. Then you can park the car.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Iris, and hold my hand so we won't get separated.
Tickets, hold your own tickets, please.
Here you are.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Iris. What's the special for tonight?
Beef soup and boiled potatoes.
Come on, Iris. Forget business for a while.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Our seats are in
place. Hi, Jack.
Oh, hello, Bob. So you know Iris, don't you?
Sure. Say, Iris, are you still working at the Shamrock Cafe?
No, I'm back at the drive-in. Jack thought I ought to be outside where it's healthier.
Down right. What's the use of being in California if you can't enjoy the sun?
Yeah, but I still wish I could get off the night shift.
Well, honey, just save your tip. That's all.
I do, but every time I get a little ahead, you want to go to a movie or something.
Well, it won't always be that way.
Hey, look who's here. Hi, Iris. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lefty.
Lefty? You know everybody, don't you?
That's Lefty Flanagan. What a sport. He always orders a la carte.
Well, don't talk to him.
But Lefty's a big tipper.
Oh, hiya, Lefty. Now, let's see. Where do we...
Hello, Mr. Kidd. Why, Mr. Kidd.
Mr. Kidd, what are you doing here?
I'm yet to see the game, after all.
Oh, do you have trouble getting tickets?
Geez, I had trouble. I came here the day before they were put on sale, and I stood in line all night.
Oh, yes, people do stay in line all night for the Rose Bowl game. What happened in the morning?
The box office opened at 7. I waited my turn, bought my ticket, but they turned out to be tickets to a burlesque show.
Tickets to a burlesque show? How did they make a mistake like that?
I made a mistake. In the smog, I got in the wrong line.
Oh. Are you here at the game alone?
No, I got to meet my wife, but she's not here yet.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd like to see her again. Tell me, has she lost any weight?
No, that's why she delayed.
How could that delay her?
She was carrying a cortege of roses, and they thought she was afloat in the train.
Oh, Mr. Kipton, you're joking.
Joking, you said. She won second prize.
Well, we better get to our seats. I hope you enjoy the game.
Oh, this is our second game. Well, goodbye, Mr. Denny.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Oh, Mr. Denny, you know it's a coincidence running into you today because it was exactly 6 years ago at the Rose Bowl game that I first met you.
Say, that's right. You had a little hot dog stand here.
Yeah, and I made so much money from my hot dog stand that I opened a little cafe and sold hamburgers and quick lunches.
Well,
these two were successful, so I went downtown and I opened up a regular fine big restaurant which became very popular.
Isn't that wonderful?
Then I built Friendship in Glendale, Pomona, Burbank, and Pasadena.
No.
To supply my chain of restaurants, I opened a meat packing house and my own bakery.
Say, your business really grew.
Last week, I sold out everything.
You did?
Yes, and after paying all my income taxes, I will have enough money.
To retire?
No, to buy a hot dog stand.
What?
This is my third time around.
And good luck again. See you later.
Goodbye, Mr.
Bean. Well, come on, Iris. Let's get to our seat.
Hey, Jack, I'll be right with you. I'm going to go get some program.
Okay, hurry up, Bob. Now, come on, Iris. Our seat should be in this aisle here.
Stop, please. Let's see the numbers in your stuff.
Here you are, sir.
Right this way, up this aisle, the roll number.
Oh, hello, Iris.
Hello, Nick. How are things?
Fine, I'm on parole now.
Come on, Iris, for heaven's sake. Bob, let's get to our seat.
Okay.
Hey, here comes a band out on the field.
Yeah, look at this. They're spelling out LS, MFT.
Well, naturally. On college campuses all over the country. Lucky Strike sells more than the two other leading brands combined.
Hey, don't they look nice marching up and down the field? Boy, just look at them. Boy, what a sight.
Old Lucky's back. We'll make a bet, his cigarette you'll buy. Just stare and compare. Not a public shop, if you pop along, he's right. Go round and go burn. Well, let them, well, let them, let them have you. In lunch, he's for me. A cleaner, better, cooler, smoke can get me free.
We can see the whole field swell.
They're fine and good, boss. Fine and good. Huh? What do you think I ought to get my wife for Christmas?
Mr. Christmas was a week ago. This is New Year.
You mean it's already 1949?
It's 1953.
Oh, my goodness, I better get home.
Go home to your wife.
Well, I can't, but she's here at the Rose Bowl game. Have you seen her?
For heaven's sake, I don't even know your wife. Now, leave us alone.
Okay. How do you know her?
It's a shame that a guy in that condition being allowed to get out.
Yeah. Are you comfortable, Iris?
Uh-huh. Only I'm a little hungry.
Hungry?
Say, if you want me to, I'll go get some hot dogs.
Okay, go ahead, Bob. Bring 3 hot dogs.
Okay, I'll be right back. What about mustard?
I got some in my pocket. I came straight from work.
Bob, just get the Frankfurt.
Okay, I'll be right back.
You know, Iris, I think this game will be one of
the... Five minutes, folks. 5 minutes, folks.
Oh, no. It's the happy time again. What is it now?
Have you seen my wife?
Look, mister, I never saw your wife in my life. I don't know her. Now, leave me alone.
Okay, okay. Huh?
People can meet at football game.
Yeah. If this wasn't going to be... Hey, look! Look, a guy just jumped out of a plane in a parachute. Hey, he's trying to land right near the Rose Bowl. Of all the silly things to do, I wonder who would...
Hello, Mr. Bennett!
Dennis, be careful! What a crazy guy.
Hey, here I am with the hot dog, kid.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I just got back in time. Hey, look, there comes the USC team out on the field. Boy, they are a husky bunch of guys. And just listen to that crowd.
Hey, here they're coming right past us.
Hello!
I take you to a football game and you know everybody.
Well, I can't help it. The boys on the USC football team always eat at the drive-in. They all like me.
Well.
In fact, they voted me Miss Unnecessary Roughness of 1970.
I don't care what offer habit they. Here comes that drunk again. Isn't that
all? Hey, pardon me, mister. Have you seen my wife?
Look. I told you I don't even know. The Iris.
Iris, watch me fix him.
What did you say, mister?
Have you seen my wife?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's her sitting there two rows in front of us. The lady in the red hat.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I'm late, sweetheart.
What took you so long getting here?
How do you like that?
Out of 100,000 people, I picked the right one. That's amazing.
Well, I'm glad you got rid of him so he won't bother us during the game.
Say, Bob, you're really a rabid football fan, aren't you?
I sure am. In fact, I'm so interested in the game that I'm writing a book based on the life of that All-American linebacker from UCLA.
Well, what's the name of the book?
I Remember Mumma.
Oh, Bob, that's one of the worst.
Look, here comes the Wisconsin team.
Say, those Wisconsin players look awfully good, too, don't they, Iris?
They sure do.
Oh, well, that's the last straw. I'm leaving. I'm not even going to stay and see the game. Now, let me tell you something else, Iris. You and I are through. Our engagement is broken.
Wait a minute. If you're breaking the engagement, what about the ring?
I'm not giving it back to you. Goodbye.
Night, everybody. We're a little late.
Be sure to hear The American Way, starring Horace Heidt for Lucky Strike, every Thursday night over this station. I'm sure you'll enjoy this great new program. Consult your newspaper for Scott. The Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Balzer, John Packerberry, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Martin. Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, products of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.
Thank you now for the Innocent Andy Show, which follows immediately over most of these same stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.
It's a pigment, and they will come and go usually based on antibiotics, and that's the best I can do for black tongue. All right? I'll be right back in Dr. Dinobot.
OCA, Ocala. And about face on U.S. policy toward Cuban refugees, in an effort to stem the increasing flow of Cuban boat people coming to the U.S., President Clinton has announced that those picked up at sea will be taken to the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Those who make it to U.S. waters are to be brought ashore and detained. In the Little Havana section of Miami, ABC Peter Dent says most members of the Cuban community are upset and disappointed with this policy change. In Chicago, a grand jury has indicted Illinois Congressman Mel Reynolds on a variety of sex charges, including child pornography, criminal sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse of a child. In San Francisco, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that two Los Angeles cops convicted in the Rodney King beating were sentenced too leniently. Jason Coon and Lawrence Powell got 30 months. The court has ordered resentencing for the two and upheld their civil rights convictions. Look for a possible House vote tomorrow on a compromise crime bill. I'm David Leslie, ABC News.
Who's smarter? This guy went to Sears Grand Central for a new refrigerator. And this guy keeps his milk cold in a creek.
Easy. The Sears guy.
Right. Through August 27th, get an 18-cubic-foot Kenmore refrigerator.
Children and our nation will suffer. If America is to provide enough teachers and enough classrooms so that our children can receive a decent education, we must take immediate steps to improve some of our local school systems. Join and work with local civic groups and school boards actively seeking to improve educational conditions, won't you? Because that's...